Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly sitting in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America. And we will be with you for the rest of this hour, taking you all the way up to 2 o'clock in the news. John, I'm watching all over the news right now about a line of tornadoes that are moving through Texas right now. Got a couple of tornadoes on the ground in Dallas, Texas, as they are dealing with a storm. I guess this might wind up being the same storm that's going to show up here in St. Louis in a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's what we suspect. About 4 a.m., we'll start seeing some of the onslaught from this thing, and maybe it will be diminished by that time. We're going to try and have somebody from AccuWeather on later this hour to kind of give us an update on what's going on. Somewhat unusual to see tornadic activity in high-density populated areas because they tend to, you know, like the low-lying country, open spaces where they blow through. But I'm looking at some video right now.
Two tornadoes on the ground now in Dallas.
Two of them, and 70,000 people without power in the greater Dallas area. It's one of the fastest-growing ADIs in the country. And yeah, this is some really scary stuff.
Well, you're going to want to keep it tuned to KMOX throughout the next 12 to 24 hours. We'll keep you updated on all the changing weather conditions.
Have we got some sound from CBS we can go to and get an update and see what's happening?
WTBT out of Dallas.
Some of the heavier rain there. Not noticing strong winds. Power is still good there, but we are seeing some of the lightning as well showing up. But those winds are gusting up to near 50 to possibly even 60 miles per hour, indicated by our radar product as well. So do want to point out, Jeff, that the Collin and Denton County warnings will be allowed to expire. Most likely going to continue a warning
for Dallas
County.
Very fast-moving storm as these tornadoes are popping up across Dallas, making their way up the Mid-South. And
leaving tens of thousands without power.
Going to show up here in St. Louis around 4 a.m., so you're going to want to keep it tuned here. We'll have the latest in all the changing weather conditions. You got to take this stuff seriously, right?
Yeah.
Tornadoes, that Joplin event changed my life forever when it comes to believing and understanding the power of tornadoes.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends and still have a lot of friends in Joplin. That was that was 2010. Can you believe that? Right. Almost 10 years ago.
Talk about the apocalypse, man. The photos of Joplin right after that storm. I mean, the hospital down there, Mercy Hospital, I think it was 7-8-story hospital, had been moved 1 foot off of its foundation.
Yeah, and massive damage done. These storms can be really rough, and I guess we're at the tail end of the tornado season, but it's coming in with a vengeance. And at a minimum, we're going to get some thunderstorm activity here, and probably high winds along with it. Trees could be down. Power lines could be down. And if you hear the tornado sirens going off in the middle of the night or early in the morning here, heed them. Get to the lowest part of your house.
Well, and this is what's helpful. I don't know if you've experienced this yourself, but sometimes it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning and your phone will make that noise.
Yeah.
Just start screeching at you. Typically, sometimes it will be because of a tornado, other times because of a missing child. But pay attention. If that goes off this evening, it's more than likely that we are experiencing some of the tornadic activity that's moving its way across the mid part of this country and coming up from Texas, John, to beautiful downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, there's weather moving in from the Kansas City area, too, across the state, moving from west to east. You've got the conditions are going to be pretty rough here, I think, overnight into the early morning. And according to the AccuWeather forecast, they'll be clearing out by morning time tomorrow, hopefully by the commute. And but we'll keep you all up to date here on KMOX.
And as we've told you, this is not the regular shift for Hancock and Kelly. We are typically in here on Friday mornings at 8:30 to 11 for Charlie Brennan. And then, of course, anytime Mark and Charlie are out, we sit in here and try to fill their shoes for them. It's rare that we have this opportunity to spend some time with you John, I'd be about 4 hours into my sleep right now, and you know, Mondays are a busy day for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So we're going to be both scampering home to get some rest. I know right now over in Parliament in Great Britain, Boris Johnson going for another vote as it relates to the EU. I'm watching that on CNN over your shoulder. The whole world really turned on its ear since the first vote for the Brexit, the exit of Great Britain from the European Union. I think that since that vote, it's claimed, what, three prime ministers?
At least two.
Yeah. And now Boris Johnson being the third, Theresa May, of course, and then it all started under
the other guy.
Yeah, he had the vote, and then he chickened out and ran, right?
Right.
So we'll keep our eyes on Britain as things continue to spiral over there. And as we discussed early in our first hour, really the first sign of this huge populist wave and the immigration argument that Donald Trump tapped into, lots of similarities between the Brexit vote and the Trump vote that took place here in the United States.
Well, and you're seeing it all over the world. You know, France has a very strong populist movement that Marie Le Pen, who ran for president there, and the populist candidate in Australia just got elected. Some South American countries, populist candidates are winning. So it's a global phenomenon.
Well, there's a global upheaval going on right now. There's riots taking place in Chile.
Have you been following that?
I noticed they burnt down a 20, 30-story building the other day.
It was the power company's building, and they're protesting the high utility rates there.
Also, protests going on in Spain right now. One of the biggest soccer games that's played every year in the world is called the Clásico between Real Madrid and, I want to say, Barcelona. But that's been postponed now to December because of fear for the riots that are taking place in Spain. And then, of course, you can't forget what's going on in Hong Kong, John,
right?
As young people are standing up against the oppressive regime.
I wish that's such a clear-cut case of people yearning for freedom against an oppressive dictatorial government. The Chinese government is that. I do wish there were more voices here supporting, standing behind those.
Well, who would be the most important voice?
Well, you'd want to see the president. Of course, our own Josh Hawley went over there, which I thought was commendable. And
I don't think he's ever been to Ferguson.
But, you know, you would like to see the American voice loud in a situation like this. And I understand it's delicate because we got the trade situation with China that's trying to get worked out. And there's a lot of, you know, geopolitical machinations going on. But, you know, when there's a spontaneous, organic outbreak of people yearning for freedom, I wish, you know, we should support that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Boy, the NBA having a rough couple of weeks as it relates to that. The NBA, one of the more popular sports in the United States, seeing, like so many other industries, an opportunity to grow their footprint by expanding to China. And over the last couple of weeks, we saw the Dallas Mavericks, general manager, come out and support the protests, and then the NBA kind of walked it back. And then later at the end of last week, we saw LeBron James, who really is the face of the NBA, right? The NBA is a players' league. It's not like the NFL that's dominated by the owners. The NBA is dominated by the individual players, and LeBron James really taking that point
horrible.
Of yeah he well
horrible.
I don't you think he got a talking to from the NBA brass?
Probably not. I mean, the
no,
the
because he said, hey, look, there's the right to people to protest, but, you know, I think people ought to be able to see basketball anywhere, and this is politics. It was a very tightrope-like answer that I'm not sure LeBron would have had on his own if not for the NBA whispering in his ear.
I thought their commissioner did not acquit himself very well in the way he dealt with it either. But there you have it. So we are going to visit with someone from AccuWeather about half past the hour this hour. When we come back, I've got an interesting case I want to tell you about. A poor fellow that I don't know what he was thinking. We'll find out after this on Cable X.
Welcome back to Overnight America with Hancock and Kelly, taking you up to the top of the hour with the news. We're going to get a check later with AccuWeather on the pending storms that are headed into the area. You're going to want to hear all about that. It sounds like as though they could be violent.
Pretty serious.
And serious. And John, You've got a story that kind of, what is it about when people do stupid stuff that we find entertaining, right? Or they do something stupid that hurts themselves and, you know, you, for a minute you think, oh, this person got hurt, and then you think, well, they kind of deserved it.
Well, let me take you to the great state of Alabama. You'll remember Alabama, Kelly.
Yeah, that, I think those would be all your voters.
Yeah, a lot of them are. That was a state, of course, that was in the path of the of the hurricane.
Oh, earlier. Yeah, President Trump's hurricane that went up the eastern seaboard.
Fellow's down in Alabama. He's got his ATV out. He's enjoying his weekend, and he's taking it for a spin. He's got his trusty dog with him, probably a golden retriever, although the story doesn't say. And he and his dog are taking the ATV out, and they're doing a little three-wheeling. And he stops, and he gets out of the ATV. He ties the dog's leash to the handlebars of the ATV. And somehow, Michael,
okay,
the dog's leash got tangled up with the throttle of the ATV.
Okay.
At that point, the ATV began to move.
Okay.
The man happened to be standing in front of the ATV when this all occurred, and Old Yeller there yanked on the throttle. Here comes the ATV, ran the guy over. Ran the guy over. He had to be airlifted to a hospital. He's in stable condition, and he is expected to recover, which is good news. You want to know that. You'll be glad to know the dog was not injured in this event, Kelly. And it just, you know, it got me thinking, people do some stupid stuff. I wonder if he was somehow tying his dog up to the thing and was going to make one of these kind of funny, you know, viral videos. Here, my dog's driving my ATV, right, kind of thing. And darn near killed him.
Well, that's just unbelievable. Now, did they get this on video or do we not know?
The story does not say, but I would not have read this if the poor fellow had not made it, but it looks like he's going to make it. He's just a stupid thing to do.
When people do stupid stuff, I mean, this was clearly a stupid move, right? Like, this man didn't put any thought into this, or
maybe
he just doesn't have the brain power to put thought into
it. I mean, maybe he was going to make a video of his dog driving the ATV and thinking, you know.
Well, but I mean, you know, you always see these videos of the guy, and we all know this guy, right, who they build a fire in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
And they go out there, and of course the fire is not raging at the level that gentleman wants. So he goes over there with the lighter fluid.
Yeah.
And he sprays the lighter fluid on it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the flame climbs up the stream from the lighter fluid and blows up in his hand.
Right.
You know, and gets it. It's kind of like, dude, what'd you expect? You're doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, this was not good. Now, I'd never tied my dog up to my ATV.
I don't think I've ever even been on an ATV.
I have not ever been on an ATV, nor have I. So, but I had a dog, our old dog, Gracie. Gracie used to, she was consuming everything.
Right.
She ate, I don't know, a dozen, two dozen pair of shoes, $57 in cash. She once ate the sofa.
She ate the whole sofa?
The family room sofa. The dog ate the sofa.
You know, that's usually a sign that the dog is acting out, right? Like, there's something larger going on here. It's not the dog. It could have been acting out to maybe send something to its owner that, things aren't necessarily the way they ought to be.
No,
nothing to do with you.
No, Gracie had a great life. She didn't last long. But
I wouldn't think so. Eating sofa.
She ate a soda can one time. Like ate the soda can.
The whole can.
The can. And she was amazing. That dog. And the kids would have friends over. I must have bought, I don't know, a couple dozen pairs of Birkenstocks or whatever the kids are, you know, Crocs or whatever.
Because the dog would eat them?
The dog would eat everything.
Yeah.
If it's on the ground, the dog would eat it.
But these guys who do stupid stuff, I don't get it. How about the guy who, you know, on Twitter or Facebook, they'll show it, the guy who tees up the golf ball and he's standing like 3 feet from a wall and it's obvious he's going to hit it right into the wall and it's going to come back and hit him.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what's the matter with you, dummy? Didn't you see that was going to happen? But I mean, dogs, I mean, poor dogs, they're left to the devices of their owners, right? I mean, if you're a dog, you don't get to make independent decisions in most instances.
Excellent point.
Right? So here you are, you get a dumb owner. He takes you out to the middle of the woods with his ATV. He maybe thinks it's going to be fun for you to ride on his ATV. Now, he's not thinking about what the consequences are for this dog.
So he ties him to the accelerator, and then the good. I'm glad a dog's okay
well,
in that story.
Well, he tied him to the handlebars,
which is the accelerator.
Well, the throttle. So the dog got caught in the throttle, and poof, there it was. He ran over the owner.
Well, that's a
bad day for that guy. Bad day for that guy.
Yeah, I was watching the other day on a Facebook video. The major rage these days is if your daughter or son's going to have a baby.
Oh, they have reveal?
These reveal announcements,
Yeah.
So the reveal announcement's taking place in the backyard, and they've got a giant inflatable balloon.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's black.
Okay.
And so you have the mother to be and the father to be standing in the backyard, kind of playing a pinata thing where they're both trying to pop this balloon. So the husband whacks it, and the balloon goes towards the wife, and then she whacks it, and it goes toward the husband. It goes back
so
a couple
of times.
So at
some point, the balloon will blow up. And
something will be pink or blue. Right.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So they're batting this thing back and forth. He hits it so hard, it hits her in the face, and then they're laughing. Well, no kidding. And then she hits it, and it hits him in the face. Well, then the thing just takes off, right? Because it's helium. It gets away from its thing, and it goes away. And you see them, like, trying to get it. The husband goes and chases it. He starts to climb the fence to grab it. He falls, and you know he falls on what?
Uh-huh.
Right there. Woo, boom, uh-huh. Right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, bang, right there in the middle. Uh-huh. And what do you expect?
So, and a lot of the times the parents of the to-be child – don't know themselves whether it's a boy or girl. They've had the test done. They send it off to so that it's a surprise for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder if the
had to go to one of these?
Oh yeah,
you've been to a gender reveal.
I have.
Did you go under protest?
No, that was great.
I think it's crazy.
Why? I know. I think.
Well,
it's kinda
I mean,
cute.
Come on. How narcissistic is it that you want people are? You've already
well,
been
family.
To your wedding.
It's family. Though.
They're going to show up to your, you know, when the baby's born. But now we got to make a ceremony out of you finding out what your baby's going to be.
I think it's kind of cool.
I guess maybe for family.
Well, that's the only people there.
Mm-hmm.
They have barbecue and you sit around and have a beer. It's a lovely night.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
Yeah, would you drink blue beer the whole night if it was going
to
be a boy?
Yeah, well, this one was a girl that I went
How
to.
How did they reveal it?
And,
the cake?
They had a cannon.
Uh-huh.
They fired off a cannon. And
like a potato gun cannon?
Yeah, yeah. And then the pink stuff came flying out of the cannon.
Uh-huh.
So,
and that was worth a whole night of your...
Yeah, well, it was an afternoon.
It was lovely. Really?
It was absolutely lovely.
I have never been to a gender reveal.
Well?
I've only experienced it. But then again, I'm, you know, who's going to invite me?
Well, you got how many nieces and nephews?
14.
Yeah.
14.
I can assure you that you will be invited to a gender reveal before it's all said and done.
You
probably
think?
Several.
You think?
Yes. Absolutely.
I hope that if you are a friend of mine...
Mm-hmm.
Don't invite me to your gender reveal.
Well, I'm not having any more kids.
I don't mean you. I'm just saying in general. If a friend of mine is listening out there.
Well, maybe my old daughter might have a gender reveal.
You just let me know what she's having, and I'll send my $100 and a congratulations note. Hey, he's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're going to step aside. We're going to find out about weather when we come back. And I did something yesterday for the first time in my life. I can't wait to tell you about that. You're going
to
want to stick around to the last segment. Right
All
here.
Right.
KMOX. Cock and Kelly in for Overnight America, Ryan Recker. No worries. We're out of here in 30 minutes. Take you to the top of the hour with the news. We, of course, will be back on Friday morning at 8:30 to 11 a.m. Back
that, we'll
to
be
our
back
normal
Thursday
hours.
From oh. 2 to 5 for Mark Reardon.
All right. I forgot that we will be here.
Yeah.
See, we're the pinch hitters. We are the
veteran left-hander.
The Jose Oquendo.
Veteran right-hander out of the bullpen.
Yeah, the Jose Oquendo of KMOX, the Rex Huddler. Who else would qualify as one of those utility guys?
Well, Skip Shoemaker was a good utility player that we had. Miguel Cairo for a little bit. We've had a number of them. We are tracking this storm. It's ripping through Dallas as we speak, dropping 3 inches of rain per minute down there. And we are now visiting with AccuWeather meteorologist Mike Lucini is with us. Mike, thanks so much for spending some time here on KMOX.
Oh, no problem at all.
So give us a little insight. What's going on right now in Dallas, and how far into this thing are they?
Well, the good news is that the storms that produce those tornadoes are moving off to the east, and the whole system is relaxing a little bit. We are still seeing some stronger thunderstorms. A lot of them are down south across Oklahoma, Texas, and moving into Arkansas. But we do have for us some shower or some heavier rainfall and thunderstorms moving towards us. Expect that to hit us sometime after 4 o'clock in the morning, and that'll be with us throughout the morning commute until about 8 o'clock. So we've got a very unsettled period ahead of us.
So as you're looking at these storms moving into St. Louis after 4 a.m. this morning, will there still be tornadic activity? Is that a possibility?
I'm not sold on that. The instability parameters that we often look for to give us an indication of how strong thunderstorms are a lot weaker up in our neck of the woods than it was down in Dallas. Just as a magnitude of as comparison, it's about 40 times less instability than was being measured down in Dallas at the time.
So we're looking at heavy rains coming in, the winds.
Thunder.
Yeah, a lot of thunder. Would you expect the winds to be, how hot will those winds be?
Well, we definitely could see some winds gusting up 45, maybe 50 miles an hour and some of the strongest wind gusts. But I do believe that we do have a potential to pick up an inch, maybe 2 inches of rain in a very short amount of time. We're talking, about, 3 hours, 4 hours or less where the rainfall could come down, put down an inch or more of rainfall in a very short period of time, resulting in flash flooding concerns as we go about, our morning commutes. There may be those areas that flood quickly, may do so this morning, the flood-prone and poorly drained areas.
Yeah, and those flash floods, they come out of nowhere, and they're quite dangerous. And as you say, happening during rush hour in the morning, on a Monday morning.
Yeah, then the water would be rising quickly as well. So, it won't be all day. It'd be one of those things where, it looks fine. A half hour later, that road could be covered with water, and you never know how deep it is. So if you do see a roadway covered with water, don't try to, forge your way through it. That's... too many people have suffered, quite terribly from assuming that the road is safe.
So this puppy will blow out sometime in the late morning here in St. Louis. What's behind it?
Sunshine. So it looks like once we get through this morning, we'll have a nice day ahead of us. It will be a little bit on the windy side. We are looking at winds generally from the west-southwest in the wake of this storm. Sustained 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting perhaps up to 30. But the clouds will give way to a good deal of sunshine, and we're looking at a high later today in upper 60s.
He is Mike Lucini, kind enough to join us. He's an AccuWeather meteorologist. Mike, thanks so much for the update, and I'm feeling a little better about things. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care out there.
All right.
I went rolling through Forest Park earlier today.
Yeah?
And the leaves are starting to change.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's my favorite time of the year, right?
Oh, it's the
now,
best.
See, like, you live out in God's country,
yeah,
as you like to call it.
Right.
You have to like rake up your leaves. What do you do? Do you rake up the leaves, and does Chesterfield come by and suck them up with a big machine, or
they
do you have
do
to
not.
Put them? Okay, tell
you
me.
You have to put them in bags. So mm-hmm. when Georgianne gets out there and rakes the leaves,
Georgianne, right? Yeah, of course, St. Georgianne.
Put them in the bags, and or when we, sometimes we'll hire the guys to come out
Well, we did it when I was a kid, and what we did is we put them all into one big giant pile until the day the guy was coming to get them, until the day the trash man was coming to get them.
Oh, so they would come take them right off the...
Well, no. You had to put them in
bags.
These bags
right,
the city.
Yeah.
And then they would come get them. But say, leave day was going to be on a Thursday,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
And so we would be raking all the time, and we would make a big pile, and then we would jump into the leaves,
and
get
yeah.
itchy,
that
was so much fun.
Yeah, the leaf piles.
And I used to think my grandmother would always tell me, let's go for a ride and go look at the leaves. And I thought, I'd rather jump off the roof, Grandma. And now I'm that person. I wanted to ask the weather guy if it wasn't so so when are the leaves going to be right for me to go through a drive?
I think this next weekend is going to be like it.
Really?
Because we were out in the country last night, at our friend's property.
Right, right, on the ATV.
Yeah, and his, no. but his leaves are changing out there. It was gorgeous. I mean, it looks like a, you know, a picture. And the reason you have people that paint those kind of scenes is because nobody wants to walk in the, you know, real thing to get to them.
Right.
You know, you just buy the picture, buy the painting.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, the leaves are changing for sure. I'm thinking we're probably 1 week away from
Well, the bright reds right were the popping there in Forest Park, and what a gem Forest Park is. So next weekend, I'm making my way down to Big Cedar.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm going down there with my sisters and my mom.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so I am intentionally going to go at a time where I will be able to see all the leaves on Highway 44. Well, Highway 44 is a nice little drive.
44 is the best. In fact, my ancestral homeland, when you get me, so it's you're west of Rolla.
Right.
Okay. And the next kind of thing you come to is Dixon.
Dixon, Missouri.
Dixon, Missouri. And so when you get to Dixon, that's Highway 28, right past that Dixon exit. The next one, I think, is Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the, I mean, it's spectacular. That is the best stretch of I-44.
Is that right?
You got the rolling hills and the, oh, it's just gorgeous.
Well, Highway 44 is nice. Once you get out of the St. Louis area, I've never, knock on wood, had troubles on Highway 44. Now, I know it's one of the main thoroughfares going through, but you can take it all the way down to Springfield, and then I don't know what you hit when you go to Springfield,
65.
And then take that down to
65
Branson.
65 down to Branson.
I never stop in Branson. I just keep going all the way down to Big Cedar,
yeah,
and it's
and
a beautiful
it's 86,
place.
Highway 86 you get on to go to Big Cedar.
Right there on the border of Arkansas and Missouri.
Right.
I don't think you can get much further from St. Louis, can you?
5, 6, 7, 8 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but that's a beautiful band, Big Cedar. You guys are going to have a blast.
That's right. Well, you know, the Johnny Morris, what a special dude he is. He's, of course, the guy who started
Bass Pro Shops.
Yep. He's got Wide World of Sports down in Florida.
Right.
He's got stuff everywhere. But what he's done down at Big Cedar, now he's trying to make it one of the premier golfing destinations in the world. Listen to this.
He'll do it, too.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Has designed his first public golf course, and it will be at Big Cedar. He's built 5 or 6 golf courses down there with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. And the caves he's made, the water that, well, he didn't make them. He just exposed them and made them easy to access.
Yep.
The springs of water that flow water through that area. I'll tell you, that's a special getaway. If you're wanting to get away from St. Louis and but not to be too far from home, fairly affordable vacation.
Get
you can
one of those
drive
cabins
there
too, man. Very romantic
with the
those
with
cabins.
The fireplace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be with my sisters. I don't know how romantic it's gonna be, but we've
every
got a
cabin's got its own barbecue grill outside.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I remember.
Buddy, I can't wait to tell you about what I did today. You're going
today.
To be extremely. It was yesterday. I'm sorry. Well, you're going to be extremely jealous of me, and what it is that I did, and I have to tell you, I was extremely skeptical. Of this particular thing, I am converted.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you about it.
Michael Kelly's conversion is next on The Voice of St. Louis, KOX.
John, I know you're a lot like me. I'm not really a car guy. Are you a car guy?
I'm a lot like you.
Well, when it comes to this, you're not really
a car guy,
are you? I mean, I like to have a car. I like it to be smooth and get me there and be reliable. And, you know, knock on wood, I've had that experience. So one of the cars that I've been really intrigued by is this Tesla. Are you familiar with Teslas?
Yeah, sure,
they're everywhere, and they're an expensive car.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. He's a revolutionary guy, what he's done. So a friend of mine has a Tesla, and she was here, and she said, why don't you drive my Tesla?
Ooh.
So on Saturday afternoon,
she let you drive her Tesla?
I drove her Tesla.
Wow.
Now, John, I got in this car.
Yeah.
First of all, there's no, you know how you on your regular car, you get the button, you push a button, it unlocks the doors or whatever the case may be. This one, nothing like that. You just walk up to the car, you got this fob in your hand, and it knows you're there, okay?
Yeah.
So you open the door, you sit down. The car's already on because the car makes no noise. So all you do is hit the button, and it goes from park to drive, okay? So now you're moving, you're accelerating, you can't hear a doggone thing.
Huh.
No, I mean, it's silent. There's no engine.
Well,
there's an engine, but, you know, there's no noise coming from this engine. So, really nice. The interior, super deluxe.
Yeah.
As nice as any Cadillac, Lincoln, Mercedes, BMW.
Yeah.
You're going to find out there. I'm talking top notch, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm still skeptical as I'm driving this thing. And here I go. I get on the Highway 40. And so I'm accelerating to get onto the highway. John, this thing can flat out move. Again, doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, that'd be freaky.
Moves. I mean, moves. And it tells you exactly how many miles you can go before it needs another charge.
Right.
Now, here's the really freaky part. So I'm on Highway 40. I entered there at Kings Highway. I'm traveling. I'm going west out to your area, Chesterfield.
Yeah.
So my friend says to me, she says, get over in the left-hand lane and hit the Tesla stick. Well, I didn't know what the Tesla stick was. It was one stick that you hit it, and a little blue light illuminates. And now it says it's going to keep you at that speed in that lane without you touching anything for the rest of the time. You don't have to hold the wheel. Oh. Obviously, it beeps at you if you're not holding the wheel.
Right.
You don't have to have your hands or your feet on the gas and the brake.
It's cruise control with the directional cruise as well.
Yes. And then now you're in the car, right?
Yeah.
You're not holding onto the wheel, but you kind of are because you know you're a little nervous.
Right.
You're not doing anything to the gas. It's keeping up with the face of traffic. It sees all the cars around you. You hit your blinker. It makes the decision of when it's time to move into the lane.
Ooh.
So if the car behind you is still too close, it won't let you go over. If the one in front of you in the next lane is too close, otherwise you just hit the directional signal. It moves you over into the lane, stops you, or keeps you accelerating, and now you're just keeping up with the pace. I'm telling you, I was extremely skeptical of this electric car.
So it literally drives itself.
It literally drives itself.
Wow.
And that's a little bit scary, but this thing, it is top-notch. I mean, I cannot speak enough about how impressed I was
with
this.
My buddy's going to be buying a Tesla.
No, I can't afford one. They're pretty expensive cars. But I cannot speak enough about how top-notch this was. I would put it up against almost any of the cars out there. And it was my first time doing it. At one point, don't listen, law enforcement. I got up about 80 miles an hour.
Nice.
On the highway.
Yeah.
You could not hear a doggone thing. There's no sound coming from the engine. There's nothing.
How was the radio in that thing?
The radio was fabulous. It's got a screen 2-3 times the size. It takes up most of the car, this screen, and it does everything from tell you where traffic's at to what the numbskull next to you is doing to, you know, you could, everything's voice activated. I am so impressed with this thing, John. And, you know, I've seen them on the road, and I've always thought, oh, they're fancy people. The Republicans drive that. And a friend of mine had one, and I thought, how great. She let me drive it. I could not be more impressed with it. I totally expected it to feel like a golf cart because, you know, most golf carts are battery-operated.
Right, yeah.
And they're real silent when you start them. Nothing like that. This is a world-class piece of machinery.
So this friend, so she lets you drive her Tesla, huh?
She let me drive her Tesla.
So this must be a pretty good friend?
Well, yeah, it's a nice friend. I mean, that would go as far as allowing me to drive her Tesla. I mean, but she just happened to be there, and she offered it to me. Now, let me just tell you. Deep inside, I was thinking, I hope this person's going to let me drive this Tesla.
Now, had you ridden in it before?
Never been in a Tesla in my life. Now, I had been in one of these, what do they call them when they're half gas, half hybrid?
Yeah.
I had been in a hybrid before, and it's distracting because the engine's coming on and it's shutting off, and it's coming on and it's shutting off. This one, the engine doesn't come on. Well, it comes on, but you can't hear it.
Yeah.
And it just goes. I mean, in this car, flat out, moves.
How far does it go on a charge?
I guess the one that this friend had went about 300 and something miles, but my understanding is now the battery lives are getting so much better on these things.
And how long do you have to charge it to get a full charge?
Now, that's a good question. See, I don't know this. There's different kinds of chargers. If you've got a Tesla supercharger, you can do it in a couple, 3 hours.
What
if you've
those got things a regular, go for?
They say on the website they started about 60, but I don't think you get Windows for 60. And I think they top out around 100 and something, $1,000 for that's a lot of money for an automobile.
For a car, yeah.
But I don't know that it's practical for me.
What's the lifespan of one of these things?
She's had hers 5 years,
and it's
a world class piece of machinery. I mean, I was blown away by this thing.
Does the mileage break it down, wear it down like a traditional combustion engine does?
Or? Yeah. Well, you're quizzing the wrong guy. I mean, I'm not a car dude, but this car looked as though she had purchased it a while ago. I think she had 30, 40,000 miles on it. Yeah. It was 5 years old. They're constantly updating the software. But when you think about something that doesn't make noise, that's technically an engine, you think, oh, this is going to be like a little, matchbox car. Far from it, brother. I'd put this car up against any of the world-class luxury automobiles you see out there.
Well, that's Michael Kelly telling us about his experience driving a Tesla. I've never had the honor of doing that. And we have been delighted to spend the last 3 hours with all of you. I want to thank Ben, our magnificent broadcast engineer, Michael Kelly. We'll see you around the corner right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.